You're listening to SBS News.
Barnaby Joyce is relishing a return to the hot seat, and it's like nothing's changed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and why stop the fun?
Musing from his 3 years on the backbenches, coming back to haunt him.
Sick of the government being in my life.
The new Deputy Prime Minister was not holding back.
You also were the Deputy Prime Minister, weren't you? I think for about 83 days. 83 days. And I hope you enjoyed that experience, because it's as high as you're ever going to get.
It was a quick transition back to power, with Mr. Joyce sworn in by the Governor-General on Tuesday morning after ousting his leader yesterday. He appeared alongside his partner and their two children. Revelations of that relationship had formed part of his downfall in 2018.
I, Barnaby Thomas Gerard Joyce, do swear that I will, through well and truly, serve the people of Australia in the office of Deputy Prime Minister.
There are still a lot of unknowns about the new look National Party under Barnaby Joyce. The coalition agreement on policy and portfolios will be key in deciding which of his Nationals colleagues will be rewarded for their role in yesterday's coup. David Littleproud was considered a possible leadership contender. Today, he was pushed to explain his muted response to the news.
I was damn cold sitting outside, but obviously we were all taken back by the events, but they're things we're now moving on with.
With storm clouds approaching on the Prime Minister's net zero plans, the junior government party is refusing to outline any conditions under which it would accept that 2050 commitment.
Well, it's been asked and answered. We will look forward to seeing what a proposal may or may not be.
Mr. Joyce, standing with female voters, is also a point of contention. The Deputy Prime Minister strongly denies his sexual harassment claim that forced him out of office. His colleague, David Littleproud, is backing his new leader.
But I think it's important he's given the opportunity to prove that he has learned.
Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.